Raiders hockey team. Welcome.
Thank you.
It's been a long time since Red Wing.
Yeah.
You played here. You played for Red Wing for several years. You also played for the University of Minnesota. Mm-hmm. And you graduated in 17, right?
From the 2017 from the U.S.
Yeah. You had a chance to play Red Wing earlier this year. How does that going back home, or you know, how does that work out when now you're the head coach of the Raiders?
Yeah, now it's different because it's not as effective to me. But my first year I was here, my dad was actually still coaching. So the first game, I got to go back to Prairie Island Arena, where that was my home, and we had a game, and we actually won. So got to look at him across the bench, give him the, yup.
So did he let you stay at the house that night? Or?
Oh, yeah, no, went right back to Northfield. No, it was super fun, and doing that is, it's full circle, you know, so.
So how did you end up, I mean, you were a player for the U, and you were an outstanding player for Red Wing, and, you know, you got a chance to go to the University of Minnesota, which is a great program, and then how did you end up being a coach specifically and ended up in Northfield?
Right, well, by day I'm a teacher, so I think that's a huge part of it. I think another part of why I coach is, you know, I love kids, and I love developing, you know, kids, but I watched my dad develop a program down in Red Wing and work with kids to make them, you know, good athletes and help them reach their highest potential. And I kind of want to do something similar. I care about Southern Minnesota because I think that the hockey down here could be better. So I just want to have an impact somewhere. I mean, I could have probably picked up a coaching job up in the Metro pretty easily and it wouldn't have been as much work. But I mean, we have a good program down here, but we're a single A team playing in a double A class, and we have to figure out what we need to do to be a double A program. So,
well, based on your record, you're doing pretty well, I think.
Yeah.
Last year, you crushed it last year.
Right.
I think it was Lakeville South that took you
yes.
in the tournament.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And but overall, I mean, your record, I believe you're undefeated in the Big Nine.
We were undefeated. We won the conference championship. So, you know, like, I'm already being given a good program. It's just, you know, how do we become a double A team that maybe could go to the state tournament or compete with those Farmingtons, Lakeville North, Lakeville South, and beat those teams. So that's kind of where our program is headed, is, you know, let's stop being the little Northfield that can't quite beat them, and to, like, let's make our own powerhouse down here because we have all the tools for it. Let's, yeah.
You guys had a trip last weekend to War Road. So, and in 2016, I don't know, yeah, you were still playing for the U at the time, mm-hmm. but in 2016, it was the first time that Northfield had made a trip to the state, and mm-hmm. the first game they had was against War Road. There's,
yeah.
there's a picture right in the arena that sits right behind me in the broadcast area, and it's a beautiful picture. And you got to go up to War Road, and even though you lost the game, it was... Explain that experience, being
up
there.
Oh, it was an awesome experience. I mean, they're Hockey Town USA. Everything that they said was followed with Hockey Town USA when they scored a goal, when they announced anything. There was a lot of hockey pride up there, and I think it was really cool for my kids to see. 10 minutes from the Canadian border. It's just an experience for those kids, and their facility is really nice. I think that what I told my kids when we got back is it's good for us to go to places where we know we're probably going to lose because they're such a good program, but we can learn from that and take pieces from that so that we can develop ourselves and learn.
Well, you lost 5-2, but...
Five to three.
So you scored three, so that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Them. And they scored only five, Maggie Malika, she's got a 94%
right.
Save percentage, so she's outstanding. But what did you take away from that game? I mean, did you feel that you competed really, really well with them? And that,
oh, yeah.
You know what, if you saw them mm-hmm. again, do you think you could have a shot at them?
Well, Marvin asked for a game again, so they'll be coming down here next year, and then the next year we'll go back up. So I think he thinks we compete really well with them. It's a close matchup, and you know, my kids worked super hard. They kept it close and kind of gave it all that they had. And it was fun to play in a game like that because I think in the Big Nine, you'll face some games where it's a little bit of a beating on teams and the scores aren't as close. But it was kind of weird because we lost, but I felt like we won because we did well enough against them that it kind of proves like we can do this. We are good.
Well, speaking of a beating, Thursday night was your team came out, and then you came out on fire. Just 6 goals in the first period, and it was just no looking back after that. And I know Rochester Mayo coach Mike McCormick had said that, you know, they've got a couple of players, some of their key players were out and different things like that, but your team just literally just came out. I mean, Jessica Bolin had a hat trick in the first period. So, I mean, that was outstanding. It was crazy. And you dominated.
Yeah. I mean, I think coming into off of that weekend with War Road, I kind of gave the speech of like, all right, we're playing our best hockey right now. You guys are on fire. We play Owatonna in a little over a week, and that's, you know, the next quote-unquote big game we have, but you can't look past these Tuesday, Thursday. And what are we going to do to kind of keep that gas pedal pushed down? Like, what are we going to do? How are we going to respond? And I'm super proud of them. I've said a few times we have a young group, because we do. We have a lot of players that were JV players last year that are now on our varsity squad. So technically we have a little some inexperience, but they're not playing like it. They're really buying into what we're trying to do, and it's super exciting and fun to see.
You've got Owatonna on Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
and then you got Lakeville South, then Lakeville North. So you've got 3 games coming up that are pretty crucial
mm-hmm.
to the program.
Yes.
Obviously, Owatonna is always a competitor in the Big Nine, and they're 7-2-0 right now. You are also 7-2-0 in the Big Nine Conference. When you go into Owatonna, then you got South, then you got North. What are you telling the kids? What are you preparing for?
Well, yesterday, it's funny, at practice, as much as I had my list of all the things we need to do and work on and prepare, I threw out that practice plan and we just had fun. Because what I saw on Thursday is our kids are just having a blast right now, and I want to keep that. I don't want them to get beaten down with systems, and as much as those are important and we're going to practice those things, but we also need to remember that, like, this, they're playing because it's fun for them, and I want their joy to be there. And I think going into this next week, like I said, they're playing their best hockey, but they're also just there's so much joy in their faces when they're playing, and I want to keep that, because, you know, I think that's the best way for us to operate right now, especially with young kids. They can't think too much about how important these games are. You know, like, yes, Lakeville South is a team who would love to be in the regular season, but we're going to learn from that game. We're most likely going to face them in playoffs at some point, so playing that game, win or lose, we're going to learn something about our squad. We're going to learn something that we can apply later in the year, and I think that they're very aware of, we have nothing to lose, really. I mean, we're going to go in there, and we're technically ranked below them. No one thinks we can win, so I'll probably just walk in the locker room and say, hey, we have nothing to lose, so why wouldn't we just kind of, you know, give it our all at this point and throw everything that we have at them and try to catch them off guard.
Well, and all 3 of those games are in their house.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not like you're at home.
No.
No home field advantage there, but still. Yeah, it would be nice, right? I mean, Lakeville South knocked you out last year.
Right.
So to go in there and maybe get a win, or even, like you say, maybe learn something from it, is going to be crucial, because you probably will postseason get them again.
We're just trying to take it game by game. I think, you know, the kids are super excited to play Owatonna because it's their rival. I think that they understand that that's the team that can knock us off of our goal of winning a conference championship again. So we're taking that game first. We'll see how we do. Hopefully we come out with a W. Then we'll focus on Lakeville South. And like I said, we have nothing to lose. So let's just see how that goes. And, you know, that's kind of how we're going to roll it with it for the next 5 games, especially going against Lakeville North and Farmington. I mean, we have nothing to lose. So it's going to be fun. It will be really fun being the underdog, you know.
A lot of your players, I mean, you have 8th graders, you got 9th graders, you got sophomores. A lot of them played in additional leagues throughout the year,
mm-hmm.
and I mean, you are young, but you've got some serious talent sitting in freshman. playing. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be here for 4 years.
Yes, I know. It's so nice for me. I'm so excited about it. I think about, 2 years from now, they're still not even going to be seniors. So, yeah, it's a blast. It's an absolute blast. I had a group of kids that really bought in the summer, and they just worked so hard, and they wanted to improve so badly. And, you know, I tell my kids in the off season, I am here to help you. I am here to give you the tools you need to get better, but you have to access me, you know? So it's like, I'm not going to make you want it. You have to want it for yourself. And if you want it and you want my help, I will help you.
So we're talking state title 2021, 22, 23. Is that where?
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. I'm just excited of how the beginning of this year has gone for our group. People always ask, like, did you know you were going to have this much success? And I didn't know. I just, game by game, I was just like, we'll just see how it goes. Because I couldn't predict anything, but I think my younger kids have really stepped up in a way that I didn't think that they would, which is obviously a pleasant surprise to a coach. So,
well, I know, like I said, Jessica, she is a junior. Mm-hmm. So she's going to be back next year.
Yeah.
And she was amazing on Thursday night. I mean, she was just all over the puck. She was up and down the ice. She skates very well. She's got a pretty good stick handling. Mm-hmm. Stanchina is. I was waiting for her to really step up. I think Jessica kind of took her limelight, if you will. But it was. I mean, it was a fun game to watch. I almost felt bad for Rochester.
Oh, I really did.
I saw some of them, the younger girls out there towards the end of the game, and they were doing the best they could and giving it their all, and they had some running time in the third period there. But your team's totally, I mean, that was, I didn't at any point, there was maybe one point in that first period, even though you had scored six goals, there was one point where Mayo tried to make an attack, and they were in your zone for about a minute and a half. And I thought, we've got a game going here. But mm-hmm. then it was like all of a sudden there was just a stoppage in play, and it was like, boom, turn around. And it was just all Northfield all night again.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the goal here. We're trying to really put ourselves out there as, like, we are the team, and we're the team that's hopefully going to come in and, kick you around a little bit. But I think our kids are buying into playing all three periods all the way through, no matter what is happening, whether we're losing, winning, beating a team badly, like, they're just playing and they're competing. And that's something that I've really been trying to get out of them and teach them, is like the compete level, the tenacity can always be there. We just have to access it. And I think they're figuring it out I really think it came out when we played War Road, because we came in after the first period and I was just like, all right, like, are you done being scared? And because they're young and they're just like, yeah. And I said, do you notice their intensity and absolute desire to score when they're in the house? And it's like light bulbs kind of went off. They're like, yeah. And it's like, why can't you do that? Why not? Why wouldn't you be able to do that? You can. You just have to want to do it and have a desire to do it. And they're really figuring that out.
And it's, it's a sheet of ice.
Yeah.
Not much difference. 10-16, we got Paige Haley here from the Raiders girls hockey team, and congratulations to them and an outstanding start to the season. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll have more with Raider Wrap on KYMN.
Ask if it's time for a fluid change at Witt Brothers Service. Transmission fluid is essential for smooth shifts and optimal performance. Over time, the fluid may become contaminated, which can create slippage during shifting and could even damage your vehicle's transmission. Ask their professional technicians to check your transmission fluid as part of your overall preventative maintenance program to help avoid problems down the road. Stop by Witt Brothers Service, located at 701 Division Street in downtown Northfield, for all your automotive maintenance and repair needs.
Welcome home to Northfield Manor. On the campus of Northfield Retirement Community, Northfield Manor is proud to offer HUD Section 8 subsidized equal opportunity housing for adults 62 and older. Take advantage of all amenities on campus, including our state-of-the-art theater, fitness center, Main Street Cafe, walking trails, and more. Call today, 507-650-7332. Northfield Retirement Community. Innovation. Choice. Tradition.
Benjamin Bus and Northfield Lines has an excellent team of drivers with over 400 years of combined safe driving. They're proud of their record and accomplishments, as well as the records and accomplishments of all the Raiders sports teams, and would like to wish them ongoing success. For shuttle services, events, and other transportation needs, contact Benjamin Bus and Northfield Lines, your trusted friend on the road. And go Raiders! Heritage Dental Care in Northfield is a general dental clinic specializing in a variety of dental procedures and services. Make an appointment today with Doctors David Brust, David Buck, or Michael Thompson. New patients and emergencies welcome 5 days a week at Heritage Dental Care.
Wenzel Heating and Air Conditioning in Eagan is a customer-focused company that employs highly trained people whose goal is to be the best service company in the 13-county metro area. When you deal with Wenzel HVAC, you can expect a positive working environment, practical advice and suggestions, flexible payment options, cutting-edge technology, headache-free maintenance, a dedication to service, and technical excellence. Serving the South Metro, Wenzel HVAC in Eagan. Call 651-894-9898.
Welcome back to Raider Wrap on a Saturday morning, 10:18. Jimmy LaRue, along with head coach Paige Haley. Paige, again, welcome and thanks for sticking around for a little bit here this morning. Let's talk a little bit more about your team in general. You've got several, like I say, outstanding players. Isla Pape played very, very well the other night. You've got Jessica Bolin. You've got Ava Stanchina. Ava is a freshman.
Mm-hmm.
Skates incredibly well. What do you do as a coach to, I don't know, get them in shape, get them in condition? Are you teaching them anything new and different, or are they just so talented that, I mean, it makes your job easy?
Well, I don't know. That's a good question, because I think that, like I was saying before, I tell them I'll give you tools and things to do to get better, but at their end of the year meetings last year, I just kind of gave them the projected, like, this is what I would like to see. I would like to see you, you know, go to this tryout. I'd like to see you skate here, get better at this, this, and this. And it's really up to the kid if they're going to do it or not. And I think I saw a lot of, you know, my older players are always awesome, but watching Ayla and Ava, Tova, Lucy Boland, even those younger kids, come to summer camp and have that desire to get better was super cool. And it shows that, like, we have that in our program, and that's kind of the culture we're developing, is that desire to want to improve. And, you know, Ava started skating in fourth grade, I believe. Like, that was 5 years ago. That's amazing. And it just shows that she has her that natural raw athleticism. And actually, I was talking to the basketball coaches last night. One of my good friends in town, Emiliana Groutman, is the assistant basketball coach. And she was giving me a hard time about how we stole Ava, and because she was a basketball player. And they're like, we know she's long gone. And I was like, oh yeah, like, she's mine now, and I'm keeping her, and she's going to just be awesome for me. But they get a little broody about the fact, sure, that Ava switched over from basketball, because she is so athletic that they know that if she would have ended up playing basketball, like, she would have been good for them too.
Right. I mean, she is extremely fast on the ice. That's what I saw the other night. And I was at a couple other games here earlier in the season as well. And watching her break out, I mean, if she takes off down the ice, I mean, somebody's got to catch her. And she gets in behind the defense people so quick.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. She had opportunities Thursday night. I mean, she was right out in front, mm-hmm, of the net. There was a couple rebounds, but, you know, you can't get them all. But yeah, she did score once.
Yeah. I think, she's, yeah, got that quick twitch. We, new thing with me coming in, we did fitness testing this year. Kids didn't know it was happening, so it was like a fun little surprise. And
a fun little surprise.
Yeah, they were like, I'm going to kill you, Paige. But we did fitness testing, and one of them was, you know, like a sprint test. And she had the fastest time by like a few seconds. So it just shows, like, even it translates off ice. If you're fast, you're going to be fast on ice. So she's really got that quick twitch. So hopefully as she grows and matures, we can just keep that and improve on that too.
So, when you were growing up in Red Wing, did your father, like, coach you too, or did he, I mean, because he was obviously the coach down,
yeah,
there, but I mean, did he, like, work with you more? And
well, if I remember the timeline correctly, he took the head coaching job when I was in sixth grade. So he was very involved in the youth program with our group, you know, between my sister's age group, which she's only two grades below me, and even a couple grades ahead with who we were playing with. He was very involved with us in the youth program, and then he took the head coaching job, and then only a year later was my first year because I started in seventh grade. And then we kind of had that core group that I played with in youth kind of come through, and you know, his involvement developed players even younger than me, all the way down to Taylor Heisey, who now is arguably, she is the best player that has ever come out of Red Wing. She's on Team USA. I would not be shocked if she plays in the Olympics, you know. So, and I think that he has such a huge part of that because of, you know, the culture he created. So yeah, it's good stuff.
What do you take from all of that? Does any of that come into your coaching style?
For sure. And it's not even on purpose. You know, it's just kind of who I am. I was able to play for an elite program in high school. We did really well, went to the state tournament several times. And then I went up to the U where obviously we had a lot of success, won two national championships there with my team. So I've been a part of two very highly run programs, and I think it's just what I'm used to. So bringing that with me is just kind of in my nature.
It's kind of interesting that you had said that, you know, you played in Red Wing and you had a great culture there. Then you go to the U, which, yes, like I said, an elite program. But then your desire to really skate just diminished, but your desire to want to train or to coach is your passion.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, it's amazing to me that I am enjoying coaching this much. I mean, I kind of knew I would always coach, and I didn't know why. Like, I was like, yeah, I'll probably coach. And, you know, especially as I was going to school to become a teacher, I was like, that will probably go hand in hand. But yeah, so my little sister is playing professional hockey this year, and she just graduated from Duluth last year, and she has that desire to play, and she's awesome. She's just a freak, and it's so fun to watch her continue to be like a professional athlete. That's pretty cool. But I just didn't have that desire. I just wanted to get in there and develop kids that were kids. Like, I just wanted to get in there and give back to the game that gave so much to me, and hopefully have some type of impact on girls hockey in the state of Minnesota.
So when you were playing for the U, I mean, you had to have passions. You were playing for the University of Minnesota. So, I mean, while you were playing, was there anything during that period that, you know, while you were playing that maybe you were thinking to yourself, oh, maybe there's a future for me here? Or did you know early on, and it's like, you know what, this is great, I'm going to play, and I love playing, but yeah, I know that at the end of the road, I know where I want to go.
Right. Well, just to be really honest, I came off of a high school career being really good, being up for Miss Hockey. You know, I was kind of hitting my highest point in my career. And then I went to the U where I'm now, you know, the small fish in a big pond kind of concept. And I kind of took more of a third, fourth line grinder, role player position on that team, and it changed my perspective completely, and I am extremely grateful for that happening. I think that I would not be the coach I am right now if I didn't experience being kind of on both sides, being in a position where I'm super successful and, you know, everything kind of goes my way, and then being in a position where actually I had a lot of adversity and kind of some identity shaken instances, and just wondering, like, okay, like, clearly hockey's not going to be my life as far as being a player. But I knew that I love the game. I've been skating since I can ever remember. I mean, I have pictures of me in the puffy one-piece snowsuit with little white skates, like probably 18 months old, like for real. So I've been skating for my whole life. But it's so important to me, but I just want to teach it now, because it just taught me so much. And it's not as much as like the game. There's like deeper things with that, and like how you can apply a sport to life and how it can really, you know, mold you and shape you.
I was going to say, you know, yeah, coming from a successful program and then going to an elite program, like you said, with the Gophers, and then realizing that, you know, you're the third and fourth line grinder. But we also don't want to forget, right, that those third and fourth line, they are a huge support.
Absolutely.
To that team, right? And same thing for your young team. You know, just because you're not on the ice all the time, getting all that ice time, But when you are on the ice,
yeah,
you're giving those other teammates a breather. You're giving them an opportunity to, you know, regroup and rethink and get things going. And you're just as valuable on that ice. For every second you're on there, whether it's third line, fourth line, whatever it is, that has meaning.
Oh, absolutely. Like, our team wouldn't be able to function if we didn't have role players. And I think that it's really easy for a teenage kid to not understand it and to just think like, well, why am I not playing as much as XYZ? Or, you know, like, this is frustrating. But when you can kind of coach a kid into realizing like why they're a role player or like their purpose, and the light bulb goes off, and then they kind of take that pride in it and they want to be the role player, it's really rewarding to me, because that's kind of how my experience went at the U, for real. So I think that, like I said, I had a lot of experience in both directions of not playing a lot to being on the ice and never getting off. So I feel like that has developed me into being a coach, how I coach, the coach I'm going to be, the coach I am, and I hope to grow in that. And, you know, I try to always keep perspective. I say that in my teaching and my coaching. I just always want to have perspective.
I was going to say, you just come out of Red Wing, you're Miss Hockey, and, you know, you've got this great success. When you walk onto the University of Minnesota campus and the coach goes, yeah, you'll be over there. I mean, that had to sting a little bit.
Oh, yeah, it was tough. Like, identity crisis, 100%. It was a hard time, but I would never, you know, my parents will ask me, like, if you could do it over again, would you have signed somewhere else? You know, because basically I probably could have signed anywhere else in the WCHA and would have been one of their best D. And that's the thing, is I signed as a D and ended up playing forward most of my career. But I wouldn't do it differently. I think that I like the person I am and the person I've become because of my experiences, and I would never, ever change it.
Well, we like you too, by the way. Just throwing that out there. But
appreciate that.
Paige Haley, thank you so much for joining us. We wish you the best of luck going forward. You've got Owatonna coming up, then South, then North. We're thinking about it. We're hoping that we're going to get a couple more games online this year with your team, and we hope to catch up with you again. We wish you the best of luck. Yeah, 7-2-0 overall, undefeated in the Big Nine. Good luck to you. Good luck to your team. Keep on doing what you're doing, because it's working.
Yes, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Paige Haley, head coach for the girls Raiders hockey team. It's 10:29, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes. We'll get AJ Reister in here. He's going to do some Raider updates and some other fun reports going on. We got an interview this morning with Libby Bruce from the Nordic team and the Alpine team coming up from AJ this afternoon or this morning as well. So keep right where you're at and come back and join us here in a couple of minutes on KYMN.
Your home, auto, and life are important to you. That's why the Northfield Insurance Agency works hard to provide you with the right protection. Kevin and Stan offer the products you need with the premier service you deserve. They carry business, auto, farm, homeowners, commercial, and bonds. Northfield Insurance is your independent agent, and they're connected with many insurance companies providing you with the lowest possible rates. That's the Northfield Insurance Agency.
When it comes to keeping your carpet clean, do you feel you are losing the battle? Did you know properly cleaning your carpets can prolong its life? Let the professionals at ServiceMaster by Hyatt erase the daily wear and tear put on your carpet and beneath its surface. They may not be able to teach your kids or husband to wipe their feet, but ServiceMaster is there to help clean your floors after they destroy them. You have a choice of who to call when it comes to cleaning your carpet. Demand the best.
Demand the yellow van. Call ServiceMaster.
ServiceMaster by Hyatt. 877-945-0993.
For a football team to be successful, they need to have all the pieces in place. First-time homebuyers do too, and let's be honest. There are a lot of pieces. I'm Chad Greenway, and I'm talking Franzen Bank and Trust Mortgages. The local mortgage consultants at Franzen Bank will help you put the pieces in place when you're buying your first home. Download their home buyer's guide today at franzenbank.com/get there.
In Dundas, Northfield, contact Jan Stanton. Franzen Bank and Trust. Real people, real results. NMLS number 769611. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you looking for ways to put your talents to work? Do you like to read, dig in the earth, tell stories, care for others? Then we've got a place for you. At Northfield Retirement Community, we're always looking for good candidates to volunteer or work on our beautiful 30-acre campus. For more information on how you can get involved, check us out today at www.northfieldretirement.org. Northfield Retirement Community. Innovation, choice, tradition.
And welcome to Meet the Raider. I'm here with Libby Bruss, captain of the Alpine team. How are you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good.
All right, so my first question for you is, what made you join Alpine?
I joined Alpine when I was in seventh grade, and I joined because I've been ski racing since I was six, and my sister did it, and she really inspired me to do it because we both love to ski, and the team is so much fun, and all those people are so fun to be around.
Yeah, Katie was just an all-around great athlete.
Yeah, she was awesome. I love her.
Yeah. Last year, you made it to state as a sophomore, which is pretty big deal, I would think. And so what was it like there?
It was amazing. It was just a dream to make it, and I was really surprised and shocked. It was so fun because I had so much support from all my friends and coaches and teammates, and it was just so much fun to be there and to see all of those really, really, really good athletes skiing.
Yeah. Didn't Caroline go with you last year, too?
She did, which was really fun because I was just so excited for her, and she had worked so hard for that all year, and I was just so proud and so excited, and it was the best day at sections.
Nice. Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. So.
Yeah, it was awesome.
So what did you learn from the state meet last year and how that's going to help you throughout this year?
Yeah, I learned a lot. Watching all of those amazing skiers was so much fun, and just to learn from them and to ski on that hill, you know, getting to know the hill is a really important part. It was so amazing to watch all of them ski because they all put in so much work. It's so fun to learn from them and learn by watching, and that was awesome.
Yeah. So what made you run for captain as a sophomore last year? Because you're still considered one of the younger people on the team, but
yeah.
What made you run?
I ran because I really love the team, and I thought that it would be really fun to help lead the younger skiers and just teach them what I know and be able to spend time with them and let them know what Alpine is all about. And yeah, that's basically it.
Yeah, so what was your initial reaction? Because that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, I was shocked. I mean, it was amazing and really cool. It was so much fun, and I love leading younger kids and being able to spend time with the team, and it was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Now, as captain, you get to be, you're on the inside. You get to kind of control almost what happens with the younger skiers. And so what are your plans as captain to get those, or push those younger skiers and maybe even make them go to state and stuff?
Yeah, I'm super excited for them. I really want them to know that anything is possible, that they can do it, and just to believe in themselves. Anything can happen at sections, anyone can fall. I really believe that this year we could probably make it to state as a team because we have such a good foundation with those younger skiers. They could really be amazing, and just to keep them motivated and inspired to do the best that they can, because they can definitely do it.
Yeah, you graduated quite a few seniors last year, so it's really just the young core now, just getting them to move up.
Exactly, yeah. Strong foundation is really important.
Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people don't know the rules about Alpine.
Yeah.
I don't know the rules about Alpine, how it's scored. Can you kind of explain how that all works?
Yeah, definitely. So in a typical race, you'll see two separate courses, and they're made up of plastic poles called gates. So you'll have them set the courses beforehand, and then you'll go down and inspect, which is where you just look at the course, see where you need to pay attention more, which parts are more tricky or easy. Then the race will start, and it's timed. So the goal is to get down as fast as you can without missing any gates. It's timed with it's called a wand. So you go through the wand and your time starts, and then when you go through the laser beam at the bottom, it stops. So yeah, you just want to get down as fast as you can.
Nice. Going off of that, how do you practice for that? Like, do you all take a bus up to a hill, or do you even just find places around town to ski down hills
and
stuff?
Yeah, exactly. So usually we'll go to Welch Village, so we'll all hop on a bus after school and get all of our equipment, and we'll get there and put on all of our equipment and skis and things, and then we'll help the coaches set our course and just practice running down multiple times, and then sometimes they'll reset so that we have a new course when the conditions get a little rougher. But yeah, practices are really fun. That's one of the best parts of Alpine, I think.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you made it to state last year.
Yeah.
What expectations do you have going into this year?
It would be amazing to go to state again. I think that's one of my bigger goals, but also to do really well in conference to set me up for sections, and then to ski well in sections and hopefully go to state. But also for the team, I'm really hoping that we'll be able to make it to state as a team this year, especially for the girls, because we have so many new ones this year.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be amazing.
Yeah, so You're obviously excited to go to state, but is there anything else you're like really excited for?
Yeah, for sure. I'm definitely excited to ski with some of the younger kids, just to practice with them, to see new kids, and also just to show them what it's all about and be a really good captain to them. I think it would be fun to make some new friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so kind of going off of the alpine part, like what other sports do you do outside of alpine?
Yeah, so I play tennis all summer, and then I also play tennis in the fall and sometimes in the winter, but skiing is so really overtakes my life in the winter, which is okay. Mm-hmm. But then I ski in the winter and I run track in the spring, and I'm also on the trap shooting team in the spring.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're like an all-around athlete.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot, but it's fun.
Yeah, so you said like in the winter, alpine really kind of just takes over your schedule, but you also have school and a social life. How are you able to intertwine all those things together?
It's difficult for sure. That's one of the harder parts of alpine. As much as I love it, it's hard to balance it with other things. But definitely making time for homework and studying for tests and those things on the bus and whenever I have time, and also making time for friends and family when I'm not at practice or at school. So prioritizing time on the weekends with them and those sorts of things.
Yeah. I know you're only a junior, but you made it to the state meet last year, and I know a lot of people, when they do big things, they immediately start thinking about after high school and college. Sure. Have you thought about that at all?
A little bit. I'm hoping to either play tennis or ski in college. I'm not really sure which one yet. Probably not both. But I'd love to stay probably in state to go to college, but probably prioritize school and learning over sports as much as I love them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Final question.
Sure.
For the young skiers that are out there about thinking about joining alpine, what kind of advice do you have for them that are thinking about it?
Definitely, I would advise to do it. It's so much fun, and the team is so much fun. We're like a family. It's really unlike any other team you've been on, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. But I would definitely say do it, even if it seems scary or different, because it's so much fun, and it'll really change your high school life and your life in general. And it's so much fun, something different, and you'll love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so thank you, Libby, for coming in.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Yeah, all right. That's all I have for Meet the Raider. Stay tuned for your Vikings and Twins and Timberwolves updates and more right here on 95.1 The One.
From your friends at DACMO Ford Chrysler, the home of the best price guarantee on new vehicles from Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram, is also the home of an outstanding service department where we always guarantee to have the lowest prices on tires for all makes and models. We even beat online prices on the 13 major tire brands we sell, guaranteed. So if you're ready for extraordinary service, we're here to serve you. 7 to 5:30, Monday through Friday, and Saturday 8 to 3. Now with same-day installation on most vehicles. Go Raiders from everyone at DACMO Ford Chrysler on Highway 3 in Northfield.
Get out of my room!
It's my room, too.
Why are you always in my business?
Are you always a dummy head?
Good one.
Mom, Lauren sarcastically complimented me.
Mom, Emily's on my side of the room. Mom, we can't share a room any longer.
Stop complaining. I have to share a room with your baby brother and your father.
Is your family in need of more space? Let Professional Pride Realty in Northfield help guide you through the process of selling your current house and finding the home that is right for your growing family. Professional Pride Realty, providing good information so you can make good decisions.
Good morning, Northfield Raiders. I am AJ Reister, class of 2022, here to talk about your weekly Raider scoreboard news. Today we'll be talking about the girls' hockey team's continued reign over the Big Nine, the wrestling team's dominant performance at the Triangular Meet, and the boys' swim and dive team extends its winning streak. All that and more right here on KYMN 95.1 The One. Let's start with Tuesday's recap. The boys' hockey team beat Mankato West 3-2, and Carson Van Zylen scored late in the second after falling behind 2-0. Then, Teague Nelson scored early in the third to tie it, and Spencer Klotz scored with 50 seconds left in the game to take the big win. Cal Frank was in goal and had 21 saves to keep the Scarlets in check and bounce back after that loss last Friday against Alexandria. The girls' basketball team lost to Rochester John Marshall 80-48. Richardson had an alright game, leading the team with 12 points, and Fabeck had 11. After a messy first half, the Raiders were down 36-27, but showed some light right before the half with an 8-0 run, but couldn't hold on to the momentum into the second half as the Rockets scored 15 of the first 19 points in the second half, and then to take a comfortable lead and take the win and hand the Raiders their third loss of the season. The boys' basketball team also played Rochester John Marshall Tuesday night and lost 62-42. The Rockets only played six of their players that night and were still able to shoot very well, shooting 50% and only attempting seven threes. On the other hand, the Raiders could not get anything to drop. Carson Clay led the team with 22 points, but the Raiders only shot 37% from the field and 14-17 from three. An overall bad offensive game for the Raiders. The girls' hockey team dominated the Rochester Century the entire game, getting off 58 shots and winning 7-1. Tove Sorensen had a hat trick, Emerson Gulley had two goals, and Peyton Fox had one. Along with a dominant offensive game, the defense was also outstanding, only allowing three shots on goal and Maggie Malika saving two of them. A big win for the Raiders. Now on to Thursday's recap. The girls' Nordic ski team took third out of 17, scoring 19 points, while Eastview and Rosemount tied with 22 points. The race was a 3x3 kilometer relay, and one of Northfield's teams out of three took first at the meet. Katie Schroer, Jess Mesner, and Caroline Peterson led that relay with a time of 32 minutes and 26 seconds. The next closest team was 33 minutes from Eastview. The other teams consisted of Claire Bussman, Allison Goodell, and Celine Falkenkeist, who took 11th, and Wendy Bolum, Lauren Oje, and Keely Spence took 15th. The boys' Nordic ski team took 5th out of 6 teams with 10 points, and Lakeville won the meet with 18 points. The race was also a 3x3 kilometer relay. The first Northfield team took 5th and was led by Sam Fallon, Jacob Lochner, and Martin Bryce in a time of 31 minutes and 15 seconds. The other relays consisted of Lucas A. Labuni, Tyler Klett, and Zach Broden, who took 11th, and the team of William Bowmaster, Matt Keynes, and David Rhodes took 13th. The Northfield wrestling team bested Mankato West and Owatonna on Thursday with lots of pins from their heavy hitters and some big matchups late helped with the win. First, Northfield faced Mankato West and breezed by with a 60-12 win. This momentum was carried over into their next matchup with Owatonna that same day. Northfield picked up 4 pins in their first 6 weight classes and won 6 of the first 7 events to take the win over the Huskies, 42-21. Some big matchups were Woodley, who was ranked number 1 in Class 3A, faced number 1 2A Charlie Pickle from Mankato West and best him by decision 3-2. Jake Messer also had a big day, beating his Owatonna opponent by decision 6-0 and beating his Mankato West opponent on technical fall. The biggest win deficit of the night was Nick Lopez's 12-0 decision over his Mankato West opponent. Overall, a great win for the Raiders wrestling team. The boys' swim and dive team traveled to Mankato West and won 95-85, exhibiting the final two events because of the lead. The Raiders won 9 of the 12 races, including Bryce Malika having a big day on his birthday, winning the 200-yard freestyle, the 200 freestyle relay, and the 400 freestyle relay. His brother Ryan Malika, however, won all 4 of his events, besting his brother by one event. He won the 200 individual medley, the 100 backstroke, the 200 medley relay, and the 400 freestyle relay. Some other individual wins for the Raiders were Dylan Smizek winning the 100 breaststroke, Eric Larson winning the 100 free, and Jose Gonzalez winning the 500 free. The varsity continues their win streak to 15 and the JV to 53. The boys' hockey team beat Rochester Mayo 3-1. There wasn't much action until late in the second period when Carson Vince Island scored, countering Mayo's goal just 5 minutes before. In the third, Josh Kruger and Spencer Klotz scored to put the game away. Cal Frank was in goal, saving 21 out of the 22 shots on goal, and the Raiders are now 4-0 in Big 9 play and 4-3 overall. The girls' hockey team beat Rochester Mayo 11-0 after another dominant win in their season so far. The Raiders scoring 5 in the first period, 4 in the second, and 2 in the third. Jessica Bolin had a hat trick in the first period, and Tove Sorensen and Ayla Puppy also scored in the first. Tove Sorensen, Ayla Puppy, and Jessica Bolin scored again in the second, and Ann Fossum got in the score in game two. In the third, Ann Fossum scored again, and Rachel Brown scored the final goal of the night for the Raiders. Maggie Malika had a great game in the net, saving all 23 shots.
Ask if it's time for a fluid change at Witt Brothers Service. Transmission fluid is essential for smooth shifts and optimal performance. Over time, the fluid may become contaminated, which can create slippage during shifting and could even damage your vehicle's transmission. Ask their professional technicians to check your transmission fluid as part of your overall preventative maintenance program to help avoid problems down the road. Stop by Witt Brothers Service, located at 701 Division Street in downtown Northfield for all your automotive maintenance and repair needs.
Tackle your hunger the right way at the Quarterback Club in Northfield. Their juicy chicken, tender baby back ribs, and flame-broiled burgers are all made to order. For daily specials, quality food, and great prices, make it the Quarterback Club in Northfield.
Welcome to Minnesota Sports Scoreboard News. I am AJ Reister, class of 2022, here to talk about the Vikings' recent win over the Lions, three big baseball free agents sign and what that means for the Twins, and the Timberwolves' continued struggles. All that and more right here on KYMN 95.1 The One. The Minnesota Vikings beat the Detroit Lions 20-7. Kirk Cousins was good throwing for 242 yards and was 24 for 30, but it was the run game that really carried the Vikings. Dalvin Cook had 62 yards rushing on 18 carries and a touchdown, and Alexander Mattison carried for 46 yards and 14 carries. Receiving-wise, Diggs had a huge game with 6 receptions and 92 yards. Even Treadwell got some yards with 42, who, if you remember, was released at the beginning of the season but was re-signed before the season started. They improved to 9-4 and play the Chargers tomorrow at 3:05. And some big news for the Vikings is Adam Thielen is expected to play, a big playmaker coming back from the injured list. The Minnesota Wild lost to the Ducks 3-2 in a shootout on Tuesday. The Ducks jumped out early with 2 goals in the first period, but Hartman scored in the second and Donato scored early in the third, and both defenses shut down the offense in overtime to bring it to a shootout. The Ducks then went on to score twice in the shootout in the eventual win. The Wild also played the Oilers on Thursday and won 6-5. The Wild dominated most of the game, scoring 2 goals every period, but the Oilers scored 3 in the third, trying to make a comeback but couldn't quite finish it. Greenway, Kunin, Staal, Zucker, Donato, and Foligno all had goals. Kakkonen was in goal and had 28 saves. They play the Flyers today at 6 p.m. Free agents Steven Strasburg, Garrett Cole, and Anthony Rendon all signed this last week with massive deals. Steven Strasburg re-signed with the Nationals with a massive deal of 7 years, $245 million. Strasburg was the World Series MVP this last year and now is making an average $35 million a year. He was the highest paid pitcher for maybe 2 days until Garrett Cole signed with the Yankees to a 9-year, $324 million deal, now making him the highest paid pitcher ever, earning $36 million a year. And finally, Anthony Rendon signed with the Angels, who signed a record-setting deal with Mike Trout last year. The Angels made another big move, signing Anthony Rendon to a 7-year, $245 million deal. The Angels are hoping to finally find some success because they've had the best player in baseball for years and haven't done much other than make the playoffs and lose early. Now, if you know anything about the Twins, you know they don't like to spend a lot of money. So we knew the Twins weren't going to be able to sign any of those agents, even though we showed some interest. But now the Twins can focus their interest on Hyunjin Ryu and Madison Bumgarner. Hyunjin Ryu had a great first half, a potential Cy Young Award winner, and would be our number one starter and would provide some World Series experience in our young bullpen. Madison Bumgarner, however, would probably be more of a number three starter behind Jake Odorizzi and Jose Berríos, which is something we desperately need, even with the re-signing of Michael Pineda, and he would also provide some World Series experience. He's not as good as he used to be when he closed out that infamous Game 7 in the World Series, but would no doubt be a great addition for the Twins. The Minnesota Timberwolves lost to the Suns 125-109. Cat had a double-double with 33 points and 15 rebounds, but it wasn't enough for the Wolves, as Wiggins and Teague were the only other players with double digits in points. The Suns, however, distributed the ball very well to their playmakers Devin Booker, Ricky Rubio, Oubre, and Saric, all having double digits in points, and Booker leading them with 26. Even the bench had some action, with Johnson scoring 10 and Baines scoring 12. The Timberwolves also lost to the Jazz Wednesday night 127-116. Jeff Teague came off the bench and led the team in scoring with 32 and distributing the ball better with 4 other players in double digits in points, including Wiggins with 36, Towns with 21, and Covington with 14, and Okogie with 13. But the Jazz just couldn't miss shooting, 57% from field goal and 46% from 3 against the Timberwolves 44% from field goal and 37% from 3. The Timberwolves lost to the Clippers big, 124-117. Towns, Wiggins, and Teague all had big games and combined for 95 points. Towns leading them with 39, Wiggins with 34, and Teague with 22. But it wasn't enough for the Clippers' new dynamic duo. The fun guy Kawhi Leonard and PG-13, also known as Paul George, combined for 88 points. Leonard scoring 42 and George scoring 46. The Timberwolves are now 10-15 on the season and play the Pelicans next Wednesday. Thank you for listening to this week's segment of Raider Rap. I am your host, AJ Reister, class of 2022. Tune in next week for more scores and news and an interview with Nordic captain Martin Bryce. You're listening to KYMN 95.1 The One.
When you take your family on a little getaway.
Dad, are we there yet?
Mom, Johnny hit me.
I'm hungry.
Don't spend your vacation waiting for a tow truck. Visit Elite Auto Care for an inspection before you go. They can repair your air for a cool and safe trip. Elite Auto Care will also replace those worn-out tires or brakes. Now, while they can't do anything about whiny kids, they can make it a safer, more comfortable trip for everyone. Find them 6 days a week at 517 Water Street, Northfield, or online at EliteAutoCareMN.com.
Northfield's Family Fair, our convenient downtown grocer, has fresh, unique choices. Betty Kay's Smokehouse has the options to expand your dinner menu. Try their brisket, multiple flavors of in-house made brats and sausages, marinated chicken breasts, pulled pork, St. Louis-style ribs, and more. All smoked on site at Betty Kay's Smokehouse inside Family Fair. Stop in, grab the weekly ad, get a Starbucks, get what you need, and be on your way in minutes. Family Fair, your local neighborhood market that provides real values for real people in real communities, right here on Division Street.
95.1 The One. Good morning, KYMN. It's 10:52 on a lightly overcast, some light flurries in the area, about 14 degrees here. You are joining us for Raider Wrap this morning. We want to welcome you, and thanks for everyone tuning in today. Not to mention Paige Haley, coach for the Raider girls, who stopped in this morning. It was a great discussion with that. And you can catch all that information on kymnradio.net. We'll have that broadcast and put back up there and webcast for you. So if you missed any of it, you can catch up with that this afternoon. I wanted to touch base with you. Chris Munson was unable to get in to the studio, and he did send me some information, which I think is rather interesting. It was the girls' swim team who finished out the year. They went 8-1 overall for the season, which is a pretty good overall record, I would say. They lost their first duel against Rochester Century, but then they closed it out for the rest of the season, went 8-0. This is the fourth consecutive true team champion, and this is the first time in the new AA class. So they went from 1A to AA. And this was the first time this year for the girls' swim team in school history of winning the Big Nine Conference. Hey, all right, a big round of applause for our swim team. And also the fourth consecutive section championship, which this is, of course, the first time again in the double class A. They finished 16th overall at AA State. Last year, they were 12th in class A. So making some leaps and bounds this year. Fantastic. There is a new school record. Excuse me, and there's new school record going on for the gals today. They had a medley relay with Tatum Houck, who is the senior, Lindsay Sunby, the sophomore, Ellen Varley, the junior, and Anna Shaglowski, the sophomore. So again, another young team for the Raiders, and they will be back next year to hopefully repeat and improve on their overall record. Here's something to note. The girls also earned the Minnesota State Academic Gold Standard, having an overall team GPA of 3.79. How about that? Not only are they talented in the pool, but they are highly educated. Gotta love that. And all 13 of the seniors have earned an Academic All-American Swimming Diving Varsity and GPA of 3.75. That's pretty outstanding. Congratulations to the girls' swim team for their 2019 accomplishments. And hopefully we'll get Chris in here yet one of these days and talk a little bit more about the girls' team. Now, there's also the boys' swim team has just kicked off their season as well. We talked to Jose Gonzalez last week. AJ had a one-on-one with him last week, which is a great interview, and if you missed that, you can catch that again on our website and just type in Raider Wrap for December 7th, and you can pull that up on the air as well. So we want to invite you to join us for more sports on KYMN, and we will have boys basketball coming up against Mankato East, and that's going to be Tuesday at 7:30, Ned Newberg on the call on a Tuesday night. We want to make sure that you gather and join in with us. And then on Thursday night, we're going to hit the ice one more time as we take on Matamidi. So we're going to have the guys in Thursday night for a face off against Matamidi. Now, the guys are doing pretty well, too. They are on top of their Big Nine conference. They're 4-0 in the division, 4-3-0 overall. So a big game for Matamidi coming up Thursday, December 19th. 7:15 is drop of the puck on Thursday night, and I'll have all that live coverage for you on KYMN. 10:55. Little sunshine sneaking through somewhere, and we've got some light overcast skies, a little bit of snow flurries throughout the rest of the day today, nothing too major, and we're at about 14 degrees here. We want to thank you again, and thanks AJ Reister for his contribution this morning with the wrap-up of the Raider Wrap, along with all the interviews. We'll have more of that coming up for you next Saturday at 10 a.m. as well. We're going to get the basketball coach in here next week. Ryan Driscoll will be joining us next week here on the Raider Wrap. Hoping you a great and glorious Saturday. Jimmy LaRue, KYMN.
Hi, folks, this is Rich Larson. Join me every Thursday night at 7 p.m. for The Weekly List, a collection of songs and stories based on something happening that week or really whatever is on my mind. That's The Weekly List, Thursday nights at 7, right here on 95.1 KYMN, The One.